Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 6:45 on this Wednesday, September 16th. Sally finally has made its way onto land, and for us, I guess it's done. We can quit worrying about it. The people in Alabama, though, are getting hit hard near Mobile, and we can remember them and watch for chances to help them out. And as they present themselves, we can do that if we so feel like it. So the president yesterday presided over a White House signing ceremony. Agreements establish formal ties between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. He said the accords would change the course of history. And throughout the day, he said that five, six, and seven, or eight, or nine Arab countries were lining up to join. And the president, you know, does, and y'all get mad if you want, but he does have a tendency to start at one, and then later in the conversation it goes up to ten. Aaron David Miller joins, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment, served as a State Department Middle East analyst, negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations, author of The End of Greatness, Why America Can't Have and Doesn't Want Another Great President. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Tommy, great. Don't call me Professor. I don't deserve it. And just a shout out, I was at Tulane for a year and a half.
Oh, were you?
Back in the day, probably before you were born. But just a shout out to my friends, my fraternity brothers, anyone else who remembers me in New Orleans. I have really fond memories of that of those days.
Give me a year. When were you there?
Well, I really want to know. I mean, I graduated from high school in 67. So I was there for three semesters, year and a half, 67, 68.
Oh, way, way, way before my time. Let's move on.
Yeah. Place made a great impression on me, though, and I've been back a couple of times. Yep.
Well, we're glad, and it's good to hear that, honestly. Tell me about the what happened yesterday on the White House lawn. Is this changing the course of history in terms of Middle East relations?
You know, let me just start with a quick story. 27 years ago this week, I sat on the same White House lawn watching, on this occasion, Art Fox, Rabin and Clinton signed the historic Oslo Declaration of Principles. And I remember thinking to myself, this was 93, September 93, that the world was going to change. Life would be fundamentally different. We'd reached a point of no return. Israelis and Palestinians were on the road. It might be hard, but by and large, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was over. Well, right now, you take a look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What remains of the good news lies broken, bloodied, and battered just about everywhere. So what happened yesterday is qualitatively different. We're not talking about a peace treaty between two states, or in this case, a national movement and a state that's been in conflict for decades. We're not talking about two states that share common borders. You know, and I think it was Ben Franklin who said, proximity breeds contempt. And then he added, and children. So the fact is, what happened yesterday actually is highly significant. But to say, as both the Prime Minister of the State of Israel said yesterday, and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, that somehow there'll be no more blood on the sand, or that the Arab-Israeli conflict has reached a phase where we can now see an ending, you know, is the kind of hoopla and hype And I've made this point. I've written a CNN analyst. I made this point, and people say, well, you're just bitter because, you know, you couldn't do it. Well, the fact is, you know, I applaud the Trump administration for what they've done. But, I mean, give me a break. The Arab-Israeli conflict is not over. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not resolved. The Israelis are still in a major, have major problems with Hezbollah. You've got a mess in Syria. And I just think we have to appreciate what's happened, but also keep it in perspective.
Well, let me take a break.
It's an important point.
I want to take a break. I want to talk about your book when we come back as well with the election looming. Aaron David Miller is our guest, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment and served as a State Department Middle East analyst, negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. And the book we're going to talk about is called The End of Greatness, Why America Can't Have and Doesn't Want Another Great President. 6:50 and a half. That'd be 9:30 until 7 o'clock. Let's look at traffic on WWL. It is 6:54, 6:55, call it. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron David Miller, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment, and he also served as a State Department Middle East analyst and a negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. And he wrote a book called The End of Greatness, Why America Can't Have and Doesn't Want Another Great President, and that intrigues me. Tell me, if you can, a little bit about the book, and I guess it starts with the concept of greatness in a president?
Yeah, I mean, I'm arguing, in a way, it's a kind of a paradox argument. Book didn't do very well because I think people couldn't accept the basic argument. But I'm arguing we've had three undeniably great presidents out of the 45 we've had. Three undeniably great presidents. That means the public, historians, pundits, R's and D's, most people believe that these three guys rose to greatness. We had one in the 18th century, George Washington, one in the 19th century, Abraham Lincoln, and one in the 20th century, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Their greatness was driven by several factors, but one that was critically important is that they each faced a crisis, a nation-encumbering crisis that was so hot, so inexorable, you couldn't sit it out. And it literally threatened the economic, social, and security fabric of the country. And each of these three guys managed to manage the crisis, but more than that, they extracted from the crisis some social and economic or political change that left the nation stronger, much stronger. So I'm arguing that it's really hard to replicate those circumstances. And do we really want to, if in fact crisis is the key to greatness in the presidency? And one of the points I made in the book was that I don't want a great president, because if we have one, we're going to have a crisis that is going to threaten the nation. So crisis and two other things, character and capacity. And I think it's evidently clear to me that we did have a crisis, perhaps one of the, if not the greatest crisis in American history, that threatened, at least in theory, every American, the greatest threat to public health since the great influenza in 1917-1918. And clearly, and again, I'm reporting here, I worked for Republicans and Democrats, I voted for them. This president did not rise to the occasion. Now, he might have had he had the other two elements, the character required to lead the nation and the capacity to know what to do with the crisis and to marshal the resources at the local, state, and federal level in order to at least try to ameliorate. So, forget great presidents. We're all too obsessed with the presidency. I mean,
we only have a minute left, and I want to get to this.
We want good presidents, Tommy. Good in the sense that they're good at what they do. Good in the sense that they're morally and ethically grounded.
We only have 60 seconds, and we hear so much about character. Are you talking about character in the sense of analyze a problem, listen to the best and the brightest, then just make your decision, be a leader, and then don't worry about polls, just push forward. Is that how we're defining character?
Well, character is the capacity to know yourself and to find a way to project the kind of values and leadership that can motivate others. And trust me on this one, there's a lot of presidents who had personal failings and flaws. And yet on the character issue, Franklin Roosevelt was a classic case in point. But nonetheless, they managed to keep their demons under control, to rise above the pettiness, and above all, Tommy, last point, I know you got to go, to turn the M in me upside down so it becomes a W in we. That's the essence of character in the presidency. Turn the M upside down so it becomes a we.
I think it's the essence of character in any leadership situation. Thank you, David. I'm going to get the book because it sounds interesting. We'll be back talking about COVID.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.